Who cares? This is the College Court Show, Google Podcast, App Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, because Spotify and Go Overcast. Here we go. We are live in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the College Court Show today, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Got some NFL. Beautiful day in Virginia Beach. NFL, NBA. This is the only day of the year where all four sports play the same day. World Series night, hockey, basketball, Monday night football. Welcome to the show today. So let me start with this, all right? So people in San Francisco are going crazy about Purdy's performance against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I want to start with this. First of all, calm down. I think what you saw, again, remember, Purdy, I watched the game. McCaffrey, to me, looked not 100% still. Debo was out. I think that was the big deal. Cincinnati, Burrow's now 100%. Mixon's still the most underrated running back in the NFL, or one of. You have a very, very, very good two receivers and a good defense. Cincinnati was the much better team yesterday, and you could see it. And I think it's mainly, again, Debo. That's Debo. What you saw with Purdy was Purdy. With Purdy the yesterday, I think was what Purdy would look like on Pittsburgh, on Jacksonville, on Buffalo, on Houston. I've been saying this for a long time. People love Purdy. That's great. I do too. I think he's a good quarterback. I think I really do like Purdy. But let's slow down. I mean, I think Purdy fits San Francisco extremely well. That's what Purdy is. Put Kenny Pickett or Matt Ritter or Sam Howell in San Francisco, they too would look like a playoff caliber or Super Bowl. You know, they too would look like a top 10 quarterback in the league. It's not a hit on Purdy at all. I'm just saying, what Purdy looked like yesterday was without his number one receiver and still somewhat of an injured star running back, multiple players out, with a much better, healthier team coming in that beat San Francisco. That was what San Francisco was. They're still, I'm doing my top five best teams in a couple minutes. Are they in the top five, San Francisco? Probably not. But are they 6-7? Absolutely. It's San Francisco, in my opinion, is still the third best team in the NFC, or top three best team in the NFC. I know what I saw. McCaffrey, not 100%. San Francisco was not 100%. Debo out. San Francisco. And I like the 49ers, but there's certain problems that San Francisco had that Cincinnati did not. I'm just saying, this Purdy was what he would look like in Carolina, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston. Not so much what he would look like in San Francisco. Star receiver out. Star running back, not 100%. I'm just saying. I pick San Francisco, but Cincinnati, big punch, knock San Francisco out. That's what you saw. It's not an overreaction. I mean, it is an overreaction if you're one of those people saying, Purdy, you know, it starts Sam Darnold. I like Purdy. Give him a chance. I think San Francisco is still going to win the division. I said it at the beginning of the year. San Francisco, to me, if Purdy plays as good as he did at the end of last year before he got hurt, San Francisco is better than Philadelphia. I still believe that today. Better, and I still think San Francisco, sure, it concerns me that Purdy did not win. But you got to remember, like I said, Debo out. McCaffrey not 100%. That stuff matters. It matters. I just look at stats. Purdy does not lose much. He does not lose much. And you want to start talking about defense, look at the Cowboys. People were thinking the Cowboys had a top 10 defense in the NFL. Top 5, maybe. Purdy ripped through them. I'm just saying, it matters when a star receiver, a star running back is out. Or at least a star receiver out, star running back not 100%. It matters. McCaffrey did not look 100% yesterday. So what does that mean? Against a somewhat good Cincinnati defense, Purdy had to throw it more often. And there's one person. They have good receivers. They're 2 and 3 are really good. They're not Debo, but they're 2 and 3 are really good. So what does that mean? Have to target Kittle. What does that mean? The Bengals know Kittle's going to have a big game. I'm just saying. Any quarterback in that position would struggle. You want to look at struggle? Patrick Mahomes without Travis Kelce? A lot of people think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL's history. Take Kelce off that team. Because we saw it week 1. Mahomes struggled. Burrow, take Jamar Chase. Miss a week. Burrow would struggle. Josh Allen's already struggling with Stephon Diggs. Take him out. Buffalo would surely lose. Receivers, star receivers matter. When you lose Debo, when McCaffrey's not 100%, that's the concern. All right. Well, so that was the one story. Let's talk about this game. Tennessee beats the Saints. And what's interesting about this game to me was that they started Will Levis. And I've had a couple roles in sports. First, if a superstar wants out, just trade him. Philadelphia Sixers, trade him. Trade James Harden. I've said it will be much easier in the long run if you trade the superstar. And another rule is don't fall in love with the star quarterback. Unless you're Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, or Trevor Lawrence, you know, if Cooper Rush is playing better than Dak Prescott, okay. You know, if Washington's backup, I said it for a long time. I've said this about New England with Brady, with Zappi. If Zappi is playing better than Mac Jones, don't fall in love with Mac Jones. I thought Zappi did play better than Mac Jones. I thought Cooper Rush played better than Dak. Don't fall in love with the star quarterback. And Tennessee isn't. I've said, what was my knock on Tennessee for years? People said, oh, they got the running back, they got the receivers, they got the defense. The coach, Mike Vrabel. The concern was, I don't love Tannehill. At best, he's looking better in that division than 4 or 5 years ago, because that division is not great. They didn't have one star quarterback. Now, at best, I think he's maybe the second best quarterback in that division. At best, he's certainly not a top 10 quarterback in the AFC. I'm just saying, Tannehill is a really good quarterback, but don't fall in love with the star quarterback. I said, look at Brady and Bledsoe. New England did not fall in love with Drew Bledsoe. They gave Brady the keys. I've said it for a long time. Do not fall in love with one position. And I think Tennessee, I was not high on Will Levis in the draft. I said I would take CJ 1, probably Bryce Young 2. At best, you could talk me into, I like Anthony Richardson probably a little better. You could Anthony Richardson 3. I said I think Will Levis is the 4th best quarterback in that draft. But he looked really good in Tennessee yesterday. Really good. Four touchdowns. I mean, in a debut. And the Saints defense is not a vanilla defense. It's a really good defense. So it's not there's some Pro Bowls on that defense. So again, I don't fall in love with the star quarterback. To me, I said it with New England with Zappi, Dallas with Cooper Rush, Washington with I said it recently with the Giants with Tyrod Taylor. Don't fall in love with Daniel Jones. Tyrod Taylor looks more efficient, looks more better, can throw it better. Go with him. Unless your name is Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, or Josh Allen, or maybe Herbert would be the 5th. And maybe you could talk me into Jalen Hurts at 6. Unless you're one of those 6 quarterbacks, don't fall in love. I'm just saying. Tennessee. Sure, they have the running back down. Now, I like 1 or 2 of their receivers. Their defense is good. I said it for a long time. They just need a quarterback. Tannehill is not the answer. Did they find it? I think they did. Tennessee's a good team. Are they a playoff team? I doubt it. But I think they found something with Will Levis. Good arm, more efficient, gets more touchdowns, scores better. Don't fall in love with the star quarterback. I'm just saying, Tennessee, I said it with Dallas, with Washington, with the Giants, with the Patriots. Now I'm saying it with the Titans. Will Levis is better than Tannehill. Now, again, I don't overreact to one game. We'll see what he does with Pittsburgh's defense on Thursday night this Thursday. If he throws for four more touchdowns, then I'm going to come on here on Friday and say, look, you know, we got something with Will Levis. But I liked what I saw. I mean, he completely tore the Saints defense apart. All right. Well, I do have a couple breaking news. One big news. The Arizona Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, sources say, will not trade Kyle Murray at the trade deadline in the NFL, which is tomorrow. And I was thinking about this, actually. It broke this one. I was thinking about this morning. And I said, look, I understand why you wouldn't yet, but I would at the draft. Okay, look, Arizona probably is going to have the third overall pick in the NFL draft. Chicago have 1 and 2, Arizona probably 3. That's my guess. So Chicago is going to take, my guess would be Caleb Williams 1, Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State 2. Arizona is going to probably take Drake May at 3. So what does that mean? Well, that means teams that are going to be I think that the quarterback is in question. Denver, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, teams, Atlanta, Green Bay, teams that I think are going to be better than the top 5 pick are not going to get Will Levis or Caleb Williams. So I think there's a significant market for Kyle Murray at the trade. Because Arizona could ease, I think Arizona could get he's injury prone. I would give him a second round pick and a player, maybe a receiver. So now you're talking here, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Chris Godwin in a second round pick. I would take it if I was Arizona. Chris Godwin in a second round pick for Kyle Murray, who's injury prone. Tampa Bay would be better. A Minnesota, Denver, Jerry Jeudy in a second round pick for Denver. I would take it if I was Arizona. So I get not doing it now, but I think there's a big market with the Falcons, with the Packers, with the Broncos, teams that are unsure of their quarterback. Minnesota, Vikings, Broncos, Falcons, Packers. There's a market. And Buccaneers. So, I think I get not doing it now, but if I'm Arizona, Jerry Jeudy in a second-round pick, or Chris Godwin in a second-round pick, I would do it. To get Drake May, a really good number one receiver, either in Chris Godwin or Jerry Jeudy, I would do it. I think there's a market for Kyle Murray. My guess is Broncos and Buccaneers are the two favorites, if you would ask me today. But there's a market with the Packers and Falcons, too. I mean, I've said it for a long time. Atlanta, Beijing Robinson, he's one of the better running backs in the league. I think top 10 for sure, and he's a rookie. You got a good tight end in Kyle Pitts. A really good wide receiver in Drake London. I mean, there's some really good things to like about Atlanta, but I'm unsure about Ritter. So, I think there's a big market for Kyle Murray with a good 4 or 5 teams here in just – a matter of if you do it at the draft, you get Drake May and a good receiver. Why not do it? And a second round pick. Why not do it? This is a really good receiver draft. Harrison Jr., yes, he's the best. But I think there's 5 or 6 receivers that I really like. So, if I'm Arizona, I would take a second round pick in Chris Godwin, or a second round pick in Jerry Jeudy, or a second round pick in one of Atlanta's defensive players. If I'm Atlanta, though, I will not give up Drake May. I mean, I would not give up Kyle Pitts or Drake London, but I would maybe Atlanta gives them a second and a first. I don't know. I'm just saying Atlanta, it would be a very interesting position for Kyle Murray, but I think the front runners are probably Denver, I mean, I Jerry Jeudy in a second round, or in Tampa Bay, Jerry Jeudy in a second round pick, I would take today. So, you know, I think Jerry Judy's one of those wide receivers that are really good. He just didn't fit well with Denver. So, you know, I think Arizona, I get not doing it now, but, you know, it's interesting. So, my top five best teams in the NFL right around the corner. If we do get an NFL breaking NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. If we do get any news, we will break it here on the show today or tomorrow. But there's some trades out there. There are some trades. So coming up on the Carson's Court show, I got another NFL story with the people are overreacting Kansas City. You know, so I'm going to break that down because, you know, calm down. There's a reason the Chiefs lost that way to Denver. Top five best teams in the NFL. Tonight, Detroit and the Raiders. Don't go anywhere. It's the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. My top five best teams in the NFL. But let me say this. So people overreact, and I think, to the Chiefs' loss to Denver. And this is my takeaway, all right, is look, again, people get sick. Everyone gets sick. Sometimes you go to the doctors, get medicine, everyone gets sick. But, and you're sick, next time you're sick, I want you to think about this. Imagine playing an NFL game. Mahomes had flu-like symptoms, reports say, before the game, played it. Who cares that he lost to Denver? I look at Denver the last 6 weeks, and I look at Kansas City the last 6 weeks. The Chiefs are a significantly better team. Significantly better team. So, you know, I think they're the best team by a mile in that division. They're a top three best team in the NFL. Every team loses a week. There's a reason only one team called the Miami Dolphins in the 70s went undefeated. It's tough to do. So, who cares? They lost two games now. One to Detroit when Kelsey didn't play, and one to Denver, a divisional opponent in Denver, with Mahomes having the flu. Not that big of a deal. All right, Kansas City, I still think it's the best team in the league. Top five best teams coming up. You're going to see. It matters when someone's sick, and it matters when someone is out. And Kansas City was the victim of both, just like San Francisco was the victim of that yesterday. You know, it's all right. Calm down, Chiefs fans. All right. World Series tonight. You know, it's amazing about the way I want top five best teams in a minute. I'm going to talk a little World Series next segment. It's a little interesting, though, with the World Series, right? Because I think I picked Texas. I've been picking against the Diamondbacks. I picked Milwaukee against them. Then I picked the Dodgers against them. Then I picked the Phillies against them. So the Diamondbacks keep surprising me. Maybe I should just pick the Diamondbacks. I don't know. Top five best teams in a minute. It's the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment is here. My top five best teams in the NFL. Let's begin at number five. Before we do that, let me just say this. So I have the World Series tonight. I think my guess is that the Diamondbacks win. Listen, if you're Arizona's in a really good position. You split it away. You split against Texas. Now you're going to the Diamondbacks. Now you're going back to Arizona. 1-1. That's not bad. Win both at home, you're up 3-1. Win 2-1 at home, it's still 2-2. One game at Texas. I'm just saying, Arizona, I was not in that. I was not in a horrible position right now. I like Arizona a lot. I mean, I picked against them a lot. Texas is still, I think, slightly the better team. Texas, I think, should still win this thing. But it is interesting. It's very interesting. All right. Well, let me go into this. So my top five best teams in the NFL, let's begin at number five. I have the Cincinnati Bengals. They're winning games. They're beating teams. I think they're back. Joe Burrow looks healthy. He's connecting with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins yesterday. I think Joe Mixon is still, I've argued him for a while as one of the most underrated. He's top 10 running back in the league. I'm sorry, maybe top 7. I mean, I think the list is short. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, McCaffrey. I mean, I think the list is really short. for teams that are, for running backs that are better than him. I just do. So, you know, I like, so Cincinnati, the defense is there. I've argued, people said fire Zach Taylor. I said, no way. I said, I like Zach. I like the coach. Cincinnati has the package. Is Kansas City better? Yes. But they have the package. Number five, the Bengals. Number four, the Dolphins. This offense is legit. The only thing that concerns me and the reason they're not breaking the top three is I worry about them in the playoffs. What can they look like? What do we, going to Buffalo in, you know, September, October is significantly different than going to Buffalo in, you know, to January. So that concerns me a little bit. And so Buffalo, I like them a lot. I mean, Miami, I like them a lot, but there's concerns there. Number four, the Miami Dolphins. Number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. Nothing really. What concerns me is sometimes it seems like in the games, they get really, really behind late. And then against a Commander team or a Giant team, they come back. That's fine. You can do that against the Commanders and Giants. You can't do that against Kansas City or, you know, my number two team or, you know, San Francisco. So that's what concerns me a little bit about the Eagles. Number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number two, the Baltimore Ravens. I like Baltimore a lot. I do. I watched Lamar now week after week. London, came back from London, crushed Detroit, went to Arizona. Arizona's playing better than most people thought they were. They played well against Cincinnati. They were matching up against teams well. And at times they were ahead of them by, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, Baltimore, I think the roster's good. Why they can't get to number one? Well, because injuries. That's what concerns me with Baltimore is injuries. It happens every year. They're a really good, you know, September, October, November team. Once you get to December, players start getting hurt. We already saw Odell Beckham Jr. and J.K. Dobbs hurt. My concern, Lamar, certain other players. So that's my concern with the Ravens, but I like them a lot. They're dominating, and I think they're very underrated, number two. And I think Baltimore has a really good handle on this division. They're up two games. Sure, their schedule gets a lot harder than, let's say, a Pittsburgh or Cleveland, but that's what concerns me about the Ravens is injuries. Number two, the Ravens. Number one, the Chiefs. Oh, but they lost to the Broncos. Who cares? Mahomes was sick. They lost two games. There's a correlation there. Travis Kelce was injured during one. Mahomes had the flu during the two. Or during this one. Who cares? Kansas City dominate. I've watched them dominate five other teams. That's all I need to see. Number one, the Chiefs. I don't think Taylor Swift was at the Bronco game. But, you know, Denver, I mean, they're a really good team. So there you go. The Chiefs at one. Five, Bengals, four. You know, that's a good list. Four, Miami, two, Philadelphia, one, Baltimore, two, Baltimore, one, Kansas City. There's my top five. All five are really good. I have concerns with four of the five. And by the way, San Francisco, six, Detroit, seven, Seattle, eight, Dallas, probably nine. So there's my, you know, extension that I always do. All right. I'll take Detroit tonight. I think Detroit wins by multiple possessions. And I like the Diamondbacks tonight. Carson's Court Show. I do not own the copyrights to intro song, The Final Countdown by Yorp. Thank you and have a great day, everyone. We will talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. Have a good day. Talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. It's the Carson's Court Show.